And with that, we celebrate the, what we call the Holy Communion or the Last Supper, when Jesus was with the disciples in the upper room when he was still here on his ministry. And he was telling them to prepare and to wait. Now, they gathered for something called the Passover, which was something to celebrate, because they were celebrating deliverance out of the bondage in Egypt. And that's when Jesus instituted something that we now call the Last Supper, Holy Communion, or Eucharist. And it's a simple meal, as we did with the Jesus around the table, that study there, that Jesus is always with us, always around the table. In the breaking of the bread, as the disciples in Luke 24, our eyes become open. And we call it intention because that's what we'll do. One loaf, many parts. And when Jesus instituted this, as they were celebrating the Passover meal, very similar to what Phil and Betty helped us do with the Seder. The Seder simply means order of worship. As they were doing the order of worship, and Jesus got to the point where he was taking the loaf, or the pita bread, the flat bread, because there wasn't no yeast in it. He said, wait a minute, why are you using one with a big yeast that's all puffed up? Well, they didn't do it that way because they forgot to put yeast in it because they didn't have time. We looked at it because the loaf is puffed up. So when he took it and he lifted it to heaven and he given thanks and he tore it and broke it, he said, this broken piece of bread will represent my body, which will be broken for you, not only for redemption, but forgiveness of sin. So, yeah, yeast relates to our sin. And Jesus covered our sin and paid the price by doing something else in that meal. He had taken the cup and he had lifted it to heaven in the Passover meal. It's the third cup in the meal of wine. He lifted it to heaven and gave thanks. O God, King of the universe, who brings forth the fruit of the vine. Now he blessed it. Ah, now what? And then he told them, this cup represents the blood of the new covenant shed for the forgiveness of sin. Now they knew from the Jewish traditions and the teaching there could not be forgiveness of sin without shedding of the blood. Jesus became the perfect sacrificial lamb, and he's telling them, my blood will cover and pay the price of your sin.